Terry Wallace was 16 years old in 1984 when his car veered across the road and dropped 15 meters into this riverbed. He defied the odds by coming out alive, but he had significant brain damage and was unable to speak or move. He lived in a nursing home for years. Terry Wallace began speaking again in 2003.
You want a Pepsi?
His mother is Angelie Wallace.
He just said, "Mom." His eyes opened wide, you know, and then he said it again, and that was just marvelous.
Neurologist Nicholas Schiff says there has been improvement since then.
He was able to grunt, but only inconsistently. Now he can talk to you, he can joke, he can tell you how to fix a Chevy engine.
Medical experts say the odds of Terry Wallace's recovery were 1 in 300 million.
Up, up, up. Good job.
Brain images show that most of his normal nerve connections were destroyed in the accident. But Terry Wallace's brain has grown new connections in a less damaged area. There has recently been new growth in the part of the brain that controls movement. Doctors hope they have learned things from this case that will help others. Dr. Michael Williams of Johns Hopkins School of Medicine says patients must be at least minimally conscious. Those in a permanent vegetative condition are not likely to see change.
We would hope that we could develop ways to help the brain to recover along these lines. All we know now is that it can happen.
The Wallace family says Terry has continued to get better. And while no one knows how much more improvement he will show, he has already beaten incredible odds. Melinda Smith, VOA News.